Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited. Y'all go ahead and stand up. We'll get started with worship. I'm so excited to be worshiping with y'all. Our last go around for 2023. This morning, I just like to focus on giving God praise. I mean, of course, for who he is, not for what he does, but for his faithfulness in our lives and in all of our circumstances. So y'all just join with us this morning. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. And never enough. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Y'all excuse me this morning. I have a large frog that has found its way into my throat. Y'all going to have to help me. I was thinking about something. Over the last couple of days, I never know how anything's going to come out. You know, we've heard in years past, Pastor Corey's talked about, you know, statistics with New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. And, you know, I know, like, in our mind, like, a certain day or like a new year or whatever is like a fresh start, you know, and it's just kind of how your mind works. But like, honestly, anytime, any day, you can make a decision to change everything. So what if, just think with me for a second, what if today you made the decision to stop listening to everything and everyone that says you can't, that says you aren't, that says you won't? What if today you made the decision, and when I talk to y'all, I'm talking to myself, obviously. Like, I don't know if I'm not supposed to talk to you about what I'm convicted about, I don't know what I'm doing anyway. So, but what if today you made the decision to lay all that stuff by the wayside? What if every day you made the decision to work harder, to try harder than the day before, to stop letting the enemy tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not going to make it, that you can't do that, that you need to just stay in your comfort zone? What would we look like in a year? Would anybody be able to recognize us? What kind of impact could we have in this world for God? The only thing that matters. If there's something you're holding on to, I promise you pray about it, God's going to let you know. He's probably already letting you know. And I'm not trying to convict anybody about anything. I'm just telling you, like, no matter where you are, there's always closer to God. There's always more. There's always better. And it's not just better that we can do, it's better for us. So what if we just stop listening to the world and only listen to Him? I mean, who are we listening to? He's always been faithful. He's always been good. Give you praise this morning, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. Till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, Lord. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good.
goodness, oh God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Father, it's good. It's good to be together. It's good to remember, to remind ourselves through song, through worship, through the word of your goodness to us. We're going to have our giving time as we continue to worship today, singing about the goodness of God and worshiping the one who brings that goodness and those new mercies into our life every morning, day after day after day, done all this year in 2023 and starting afresh tomorrow morning, 2024, daily new mercies of a good, good God. This is part of what we do here at CF, to worship God, just to give back to him a portion of what he's given to us for him to use in spreading his goodness and his gospel and his love and his grace to others. If you are a guest here with us today, we don't want you to feel obligated. We just want to continue to worship, and our ushers will come by as we continue to do that today. Pray with me if you will. Lord, again, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for letting us be a part of what you're doing and showing your goodness and your glory to the world by giving back just a small part of what you have given to us. You've blessed us with, Lord. You love us so much. God, we sing this song about your goodness running after us, God, and we cry out and we sing that we lay our lives down and give you everything. And Lord, more than anything, you just want our hearts. You want our trust, Lord, each day that we would wake up, we would give the day, we would give our trust, we would give our life to you. God, by your Spirit, make us more and more able to believe and do that in this coming year. Be with us now as we continue to worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You're a good God. The same God. The same God that delivered the Israelites from Egypt. The same God that brought healing to the countless people throughout Scripture. The same God who provided. The same God who brought hope and life and peace and joy. You're that God. And we need that God in our lives this morning, Jesus. Peace and hope and joy. Infuse us, oh God, with faith. Faith that you can do, that you are able. As we approach this new year, Father God, that you will infuse us with a kind of faith that holds on to hope and that holds on to life and that holds on to peace and that holds on to joy and that holds on to love. And that your grace will meet us where we don't feel it, that your grace will meet us that we could just believe. Because you are that God, the same God. And if you did it then, you can do it now. Amen. Amen. He's a good God. Why don't you tell somebody as you find your seats, yes. Tell how good God is. Say hello. Introduce yourself if you don't know the person next to you. Welcome to Christian Fellowship Church. It's a good day to be here. You know, it's not so much about going to church or showing up at church as much as it's about remembering to be the church. Right? When we pulled in last night from a pole vault trip at midnight, and hadn't gotten a lot of sleep during the week because of different things, I was thinking about calling Corey and be like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's going around. But if we only show up when it's convenient, right? If we only show up when we feel like it, it's not about going to church. It's about remembering we are the church. Amen? And so when we come together and worship, it helps us. We feel the presence of God together. It helps us remember. It's not a box that we're checking, but it's rather remembering that we are the ones that God wants to partner with, to share his love with the world, to share his hope, his peace, his joy, how we treat others. Jesus said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And so how we treat others and remembering to be the church is important. And that's why we show up. That's why we worship. That's why we give. That's why we get encouragement from the word. And so if you're a guest with us, that's a little bit about our heart as Christian Fellowship Church. And we're glad you're here. We're glad that you're here with us. If you want us to know that you're here as a guest, we do have a guest card in your seat back, or you can get one out in the lobby. We also have a gift for you out there, a little CF Paris coffee mug, and you can ask some questions if you want to know anything about our church or who we are. Next step also as a guest is we have a Start Here class that happens every second Sunday of the month, so 2 weeks from now, and we'll have that with Pastor G, and you can ask lots of questions there. But hey, we would love to meet you. If you're new here, you haven't met one of us, pastors myself, Pastor Corey, Pastor G, Pastor Will up here, or any of the team, we would love to meet you after. Just hang out a little bit. Some of us will be around down here or out at the New Here table. We'd love to say hello and get to know who you are. So we're glad you're here. Thank you for being here. We do have a few announcements, if you'll turn your attention to the screen.
What's up, CF Paris? Welcome to church and Happy New Year. We are so glad you chose to come usher in the new year with us together today. All right, guys, I have just a couple of announcements for you. First of all, you've been hearing me talk about all the incredible events that CF Women have done all year, and they have some awesome events scheduled this next year in 2024. But CF Men, we are getting some stuff going for you guys. So there is a calendar out in the lobby you can go pick up. It lists everything that's happening weekly, quarterly, and the first big quarterly event is going to be a chili cook-off. Guys, it's going to be February 3rd, 6 p.m., right here at 3410. There's a $10 entry fee plus a can of soup for Impact Paris. So men, go check that out. Pick up a flyer. Get signed up. It's going to be awesome. There's grand prizes. There's door prizes. You won't want to miss it. All right. My second announcement is for UCS students. Pastor Brandon wanted me to remind you to get signed up for summer camp. It's in June, but the deadline to pay is quickly approaching. You do it, you sign up online. There's payment plan options. I'm struggling with that one. So get signed up today, guys. You won't, it's some of the best weeks of these kids' lives. So get your kids signed up. I think that's all I've got. Pastor Corey's coming up. Bye, y'all.
So grateful for
my— What's up, CF Paris? Welcome to church and happy new year. We are so glad you chose to come usher in the new year.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. It's good to see you guys this morning. Like I walked in and sorry, my faith looked around the room and thought, wow, I think everybody's gonna sleep in this morning. But look at you guys, y'all are here and faithful. That's awesome. I want to take just a quick moment and commend Pastor Will. There he goes as he loves to be pointed out. Yeah, y'all give him, ma'am. Him and I have still been in some good talks about his upcoming message here in 2024. I'm seeing that if he looks. He's not looking at me. It's coming. It is. It's going to be good. I can't tell you how just how good God is. It's amazing to just see God work in life. Even here, I think we very easily, very quickly just kind of skip over sometimes just the goodness of God. Something as simple as my message this morning. I walked in with the thought of, man, you know, this is going to be New Year's Eve. Like, we got to be rocking it, you know. And then at the same time, the whole, like, the last couple weeks as I've been working on my message, it's been more just kind of, hey, we need to take a moment and stop, be quiet, and just be thankful, reflective. It's okay to celebrate. I mean, there's moments we definitely want to celebrate, but then there's also moments where it's good to just stop. I'm excited today. We're going to be wrapping up Divine Appointments, and it carries right in through to this next series I've been thinking about. I want to do a series I'm going to call Determine. I started poking around through the dictionary and resolution. Resolution, thank you, just in case. There's an option. You know what I am going to do? I'm going to do that. I felt like I wanted to do that. I'm going to do that. We're small enough today that I'm just going to move down here with you guys. Like, this just feels a little... It just feels a little more comfortable today. Okay, so resolution, very literally, is a noun. Resolution is a noun. Determines a verb. Determines an action. Determine is something we do. And I think there's going to be a lot of resolutions made over the next day. Some that'll work through to the end of the year. Others that won't. Some you'll be pleased with the results. Others you'll wonder why the results never happened that you wanted. But determine, I want us as a body to look at the Word of God, to look at what Scripture says, and determine in our hearts to seek God first. I was going to do seek God more in 2024, but I was just like, wow. More than seeking God more, we need to seek God first. First. It doesn't rhyme. Like, I couldn't come up with one, but we're good. But we need to seek God first. There's going to be some, not changes, but I'm really excited. Pastor Brandon and Pastor Greg have been diligently working on our next steps class this next year. We're really going to clarify with you what it means to be a member of CF Paris. Now, I say that very hesitantly because it's not about becoming a member of CF Paris. But we all have a place where we love to belong. In belonging, here is where together we start to recognize the need to believe. And it's God who initiates that belief in our lives. But from belief, then together, you and I should be becoming more like him every day. Living every day, inspiring others to believe and live like the gospel changes everything. Come on. Right? So if we are living every day, what we're going to have to do then is determine that every day we're going to live and believe like the gospel changes everything in our lives. So I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be good. But today, as we wrap up divine appointments, I want to look at an interesting line of scripture. There's one little line about Mary that I want to point out. And look, regardless of how your 2023 went, regardless of how things currently may feel, even how this season may leave you feeling in the moment, I want us to slow down and enjoy the Word of God. I want us to slow down, to pause, and just be grateful. If you'll stand with me, we're going to read in Luke chapter 2 today. You've heard this passage not just once, not just twice, but at least five times. And yet it's so beautiful. Reading here, it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told." Would you bow your heads with me real fast? Lord God, we thank you so much for this moment. Lord God, we take a second just to remember, to rest, and to reflect. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing even here and now. Lord God, we thank you no matter how we've felt through coming up to this year, 2023. Lord God, I pray that each and every one of us steps into 2024 with the confidence that you are God. And Lord God, because of your love for us, we can live every day knowing the gospel changes everything. Let your name be glorified through all we say and do. It's in the name of your son we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, y'all take a seat real quick. All right, as you're sitting down, turn to your neighbor and say, "Don't miss next week. Don't miss next week. Don't miss it." If you don't have a neighbor, yeah, well, you're going to at some point. Tell them to, "Don't miss next week." You want to know why? You're going to have to be here next week to find out. Oh, how do you set up a setup without a setup? All right. There was a famous theologian who once said this. might not have been a theologian. Sometimes his quote was, sometimes you don't know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Sometimes you don't know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. He wasn't a theologian that I'm aware of, but it was that was a quote by a man, Theodore Geisel. Anybody? His pen name was Dr. Seuss. Sometimes you don't know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Over the last 4 weeks, one of my goals has been to help you see what God can do in just one simple moment. That God has divine appointments for you, very, very specifically, God has divine appointments just for you every day, everywhere. We have a tendency to think of divine appointments as some miraculous moment. One big magical moment in time. And yet there's this story here, regardless of how your 2023 went, Mary's story gives us insight into not only stepping into 2024 strong, but better, finishing 2024 strong. See, again, resolution is a noun. We can all make resolutions. They can sit on a shelf all day long. But can we determine to inspire others to live and believe like the gospel changes everything? In this situation, the shepherds, without hesitation, we studied this two weeks ago, without hesitation, the shepherds rushed to see what all this fuss was about. I'm like, this was an amazing moment. For over 400 years, they hadn't heard from God. And now all of a sudden, here angels are shining at night. Like, I mean, this is miraculous for these shepherds. They sprint across country, get over to Bethlehem. They visit the baby Jesus. They're excited. Scripture then goes on to say that after this moment, it was so inspirational that even though they were the least of these in society, they took the time to run around and tell everybody what they had seen and heard. And it was that. It was the shepherds, again, the people whose society despised, with the confidence to now step into, back into that society that didn't like them and say, oh my gosh, we've just witnessed Emmanuel, we've just seen God with us. Jesus himself is here, our Savior, our Redeemer. That took confidence. It was boldness. And through all this excitement, through all of this, we read, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I wonder if everybody else was excited, and yet she took the time to ponder, to slow down, to think, what was it she thought about? What was it that she treasured? Now, look, very literally, we don't know for certain because Scripture doesn't say. There's that one line. But as I've read this, I can see Mary pondering and thinking, treasuring three things that I believe have the potential to divinely define your spiritual consistency. I'm almost certain that at some point in time in all of this, Mary would have sat and remembered the past, God's promises, his word to her. His word through the ages. I want you to remember, this is Mary, a 14, 15-year-old little girl who just gave birth in a cave barn next to farm animals, and to bring it a little current, with no anesthesia. I can confidently, I will preface by saying I've never given birth. But I can confidently say that that moment can be a little chaotic. Much less in a cave barn with farm animals and no anesthesia. Melissa's not here this morning, so I can tell you a little bit. I've experienced no anesthesia in the delivery room. And to this day, Melissa will tell you if she ever sees her anesthesiologist, she would kiss him. She's like, Corey, you'd have to understand that man is just amazing. It's different. I can't imagine this moment for Mary. Like, this had to be crazy traumatic. On top of it, couple all of it with the thought that, listen, she was 9 months pregnant when she found out that they had to travel to Bethlehem, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Caesar Augustus at the time decided to come up with the census, send everybody back to their hometown, and let's do this. Hey, you know what? I want to see how many people I have in my authority. And so at 9 months pregnant, she had to travel 100 miles. Yeah, look, at 8 months pregnant, Melissa was 8 months pregnant. At that time, a good friend of mine, I'd grown up with him. We lived in South Texas, and there was this little Mexican restaurant that nobody knew of, but unless you grew up there, and it was called Las Vegas Cafe. I mean, a dive, but so good. Some of the best food. The enchiladas, like, you can't beat them. So one day, Melissa's new to South Texas, and Melissa, 8 months pregnant, and I tell her, hey, you know what, let's run over to Las Vegas and eat. Jake was over. He's my buddy. We're like, hey, let's go run to Las Vegas and grab some food. The other thing about Jake was his mom worked at Southwest Airlines. Now, Melissa had never heard of Las Vegas, so I say, hey, let's go run over and eat at Las Vegas, and she goes, what? I can't do that. I'm pregnant. And him and I realized a perfect opportunity. Yeah, babe. No, we're just going to hop on the plane, jump up there real quick. It's going to be easy, babe. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. I got to call my doctor. Like, what? I can't travel. I can't fly at 8 months. Like, there's a lot of complications that can go on at 9 months. It was a fun little trick. We took her out for enchiladas. It was not the same as taking her actually to Vegas, but yeah, she still enjoyed the food. But there's something about traveling at 9 months. It's hard. This was 100 miles in the middle of winter. There was snow every night, freezing on the ground. More than likely, I wasn't there. But that time of year, it's cold. It gets cold at night. She had to travel. They had to travel over a mountain, a couple of mountains. They had to kind of go up over these mountains and then down through this valley, and 100 miles. Terrible terrain. How do you set up shelter every night for a pregnant wife who's freezing? Can't get her toes cold or warm, right? I can't imagine this whole moment. We glorify it at Christmas. It's beautiful, but there was a lot of it that was hard. And so I imagine in this moment that Mary had to just take a time and just think about what all was going on. Things slowed down maybe enough for Mary to just catch a breath. And I have to imagine that she would have recognized, first off, just maybe the frustration. Bethlehem, really? We had to travel 100 miles to get to Bethlehem for the census. I'm pregnant. You told me I was carrying your child. And then it would have registered in her mind, because again, this is a young Hebrew girl. They've studied the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament. They've studied the Torah. They know the prophets. This has been ingrained in them. And so as she's sitting there thinking about just the mess of having to get to Bethlehem, she would have possibly been reminded 700-year-old prophecy in the book of Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, through you, though you were small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. This was a powerful prophecy from the prophet Micah, and she would have recognized and known and understood, and now here she is concerned about the frustration of having to make it to Bethlehem to then all of a sudden realize, wait a second, God's been working and ordaining this for 700 years. I then imagine that she continued with that thought. Seven 700 years as well before this moment, the prophet Isaiah as well, another prophet that she would have known very well. The prophet Isaiah said this, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive a child. She'll give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And now here in this moment, Mary is holding Emmanuel. In the chaos, in the crazy, in just the mess of all of it, Mary is holding God with us. Looking down, probably thinking, God has been with us through this whole journey. Yeah, the moment's crazy. Yeah, there's times when you wouldn't want it, but Mary had to recognize, even though she's holding God with us, God has been with us this whole time. I imagine as she continued to think and to ponder, in some form or fashion, Mary would have treasured God's present peace. She treasured up these things. She might have looked over, I imagine, at Joseph. Here, a young husband who helped her across 100 miles, setting up shelter every night. 10 days it would have taken them to get from one to the other. Setting up shelter every night, probably having to rub her toes, form little, you know, ice balls to rub on her back and then take them off so she can get warm and then have to another ice ball. Whatever it took, here was Joseph, this young man that all of a sudden she might have just seen him in a different light. Just taking a moment to stop and look at her situation. That even in the chaos, God had still provided. Maybe she thought about what would have seemed to be a terrible inconvenience. You're stuck giving birth to a baby with a bunch of animals in a cave barn. And yet, have y'all ever stopped to think about God was miraculously providing for her even then? All of a sudden, animal caregivers show up from the fields. We're stuck in a barn. Shepherds. I mean, God just moves. Mary gives birth in a cave where animals hid from bad weather, and then shepherds who know how to care for animals in bad weather show up. I'm thinking that moment, she might have just looked down. And then in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the turmoil, in the middle of all the questions, she probably just experienced a supernatural peace that goes beyond any of our own ability to understand. It's a peace that only comes from the knowledge of who God is. It's a faith that's built upon the recognition of what God has already done. So I imagine that Mary, reflecting upon the past, the promises of God, not just to her, but throughout the word, and then all of a sudden just relishing in the peace of the moment. God has always been faithful, and I can experience his peace now. Over the last few weeks of this series, I've made it a point to kind of share little tidbits of my life. I wanted to share with you just some areas in my life that let you in on my road to ministry a little bit. Like, some of those moments were joyous. Others were heart-wrenching. Some of those moments, like, they're mountaintop experiences. They're elation. They're great. And then others are valleys. They're miserable. They're cold. They hurt. And yet, God has always been with me. And yet, God has always been with me. As I look back at my life, I have to think about the ways that God has been there. The moments I didn't understand, and even especially, maybe even more so, the times that I didn't even want. And all of them, I must now readily admit that none of this today, none of who I am today, none of what I do today was ever at all possible had I not experienced it. But more than just experienced it, had I not learned to lean on Him during the process. Life's hard. It is. Life can get hard, and we all go through a mess in each and every one of us. Like it is. It's difficult. We all have our story that's worse than our neighbors. And yet, if we stop and we remember, God has always been faithful. There's times where I didn't feel Him. There's times when I was begging Him, yelling at Him, screaming at Him, "Where are you?" And yet I realized later, hindsight, it was me that had just kind of wandered off somewhere. Gotten comfortable, gotten relaxed. A lot of times it was after a mountaintop. Ooh, I love mountaintops, but mountaintops, they're also one of the worst things for us, because what we do is we experience that mountaintop, and then we just kind of fall down into the middle of the mountain and start circling, always remembering what was, but still just kind of falling back into where we were. The mountaintop can be great. It can invigorate you. It can get you excited. Here we are, New Year's Day, and we want to shout. New Year's Eve. We want to shout. We want to get excited. It's going to be so much fun. 2024, there's going to be more. I'm not trying to start a new thing, but if it takes off, I want credit. God has always been there. So today, what I want to do, like I mentioned with stopping and resting today, I want to give you some time, a moment just to slow down, to ponder, to look back. Even maybe look with a different set of eyes, a different viewpoint. I'm praying today that you feel the peace of God in a way that you haven't noticed before. The last thing that I think Mary would have reflected on. This is a young 14, 15-year-old who knows that she has the Son of God in her arms. I mean, an angel revealed all of this. She's not naive to any of this. She knows what's happening. She's holding Emmanuel, God with us. I think in that moment, she also had to be thinking about God's power for tomorrow. As was customary, her and Joseph took Jesus to a temple to be dedicated. They ran into a prophet by the name of Simeon. The Lord had revealed to him that he wouldn't die, he wasn't going to pass until he had seen God with us, the Savior born. Simeon was at the temple that day, and Mary and Joseph walk in with Jesus. Simeon takes Jesus, lifts him up, praising God, and says this. Again, Mary's hearing all of this. He's not saying this to Jesus. This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
Ooh, man.
We read all throughout the Gospels. We see this happening. We see this in action. But Simeon continues. He says this, as a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And then he looks at Mary, who, again, this is a young teenage girl who gave of herself, said yes to God. And Simeon says this, and a sword will pierce your very soul. There's no way in that moment that Mary could have ever known that the world's greatest blessing would come through her greatest heartache. Because one day she would be standing beside a cross, looking on as her innocent, sinless baby boy was laid bare on a torture device. But when you've walked with God, when you know God, living and believing like the gospel changes everything, it's becoming, it's a daily walk. When you start to recognize that walk, that change, that daily change in your life, when you've seen his faithfulness in the past and experienced his peace in the middle of the storm in the present, it's in those moments that you can confidently say, I can trust him with my future. He's always been faithful. And because he's always been faithful, because I know his promises are always true, because I know that I can trust him no matter what, I can walk confidently into tomorrow. Sure enough, Mary would see just how much she could trust Emmanuel. Because 3 days after she watched him die, she would see God raise him from the dead. She would see that death itself couldn't stop him. She would see that the stone was rolled away. And the Lamb of God, who was slain for the forgiveness of your sin, my sin, wasn't there. He was risen. She saw his faithfulness, his power for tomorrow. He had defeated death, hell, the power of the grave. So that, the very reason, so that you and I, no matter how bad the current situation you're facing, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how far away from God you think you are, no matter the demands you've thrown in his face, no matter the threats, no matter the sin, no matter whatever it is you think it is that keeps you from him, no matter, I can promise you, when you call on the name of the Lord, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Scripture tells us you were made completely brand new. Not because of your good works. Look, hear me. Becoming is after believing. Believing is only inspired by God. But after God hits that, man, you... if you ain't changed, if you aren't thinking every day about God, how can I make this better? How can I get closer to this relationship? God, you loved me when? Why would I not want to love you now more in 2024? It's not even in my notes. That's just, it's flowing. It's, I don't know. Look, guys, I want us to be different. Sometimes you never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Are we going to settle for the status quo, the normal, the everyday? Are we going to settle for the haphazard, lazy Christian who gets by in life with their golden ticket to heaven? Are we going to continue 2023? Or are we going to determine that this year, we're going to take actions, not that our actions determine who God is in our life, but because we've already determined who God is in our life, we're going to take action to pursue him to another level. We have a tendency to stare at our past, to wallow in our misery. But Jesus is Emmanuel. He's God with us. That's now. He's your past promise keeper, your present peacemaker, your future confidence supplier. That's who he is. If you're troubled, he's your comforter. If you're afraid, he's your help in time of trouble. If you're weak, if you're overwhelmed, he's your strength. And it's in our weakness that his strength is revealed even stronger. If you feel lonely, rejected, he's the friend that will never leave you. If you feel financially strapped, he's your provider. If you're sick by the stripes, you're healed. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what your current belief of God even is, he still loves you. He wants the best for you. There's nothing you can do to make him love you more. There's nothing you can do to cause him to love you any less. Emmanuel is God with us, not on Christmas Day, but every day. He's with us, just as Mary, I can't even imagine, held the Son of God in her hands. You and I serve that same God. He moved in power then. He'll move in power now. He's the same God. Tell you what, if you'll just bow your heads with me as I close. Oh, I just want to give everybody a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Again, with every head bowed, every eyes closed, this is just a personal moment of reflection. But I wonder if I were to ask how many of you would like to be even more aware of his presence, more aware of the goodness of God in your life in this moment, more aware of daily divine appointments everywhere, every day. Would that be you? Maybe that's why you're here today. I don't think anybody's here by accident. I don't think it's a happenstance or a mistake or you were forced here, drugged here. I think there's purpose, God's purpose in and of everything. This moment may just be simply for you to be able to recognize that God loves you, cares about you. He's reaching out to you. And I say that to the person that doesn't believe in God as well as to the person that's served him hard for 50 years. There's still that opportunity to grow, to learn, to fall in love to a deeper level than you've ever known. This time of year, we like to say Jesus is the reason for the season. It's true. It's very, very true. But as well, I want you to understand that you're the reason for the season too. You are the reason for the season. God loved you so much. You were on His mind from the beginning of time. He loved you so much that He sent His Son. And so what do we do? What do we do with the brevity of that knowledge? Like Mary, it begins simply with stopping and pondering what's like life without Him. It's a life of sin, it's a life of brokenness, it's a life of hopelessness, it's a life of hurt with no healing on the other side. It's a life of monotony, it's a life of mundane, it's a life of pursuing, it's a life of struggle, it's a life that's hard. But when you daily invite Christ in, you step away from that old life. You say yes to Jesus, you say yes to love, and when you call out on Him, Scripture says very clearly, He forgives every sin, and that you're made new. The old is gone, He transforms you. Today, there's some people here who recognize your need for His peace in the present. I encourage you to start with reflecting on His faithfulness in the past. Leading you to believe you're going to see His goodness tomorrow. We're disciples of Christ. It's not about joining a church or a religion or even the good works, but it's about a heart, a change. We're going to join the journey of becoming. If you're here this morning in your life in 2024, you want to make the decision, determine to put Him first daily. If that's you, I just real quickly want to pray for you. Again, every head bowed, every eyes closed, just a moment of reflection. Raise your hand, and I'll know I'm praying for you. Okay, those hands down real quick. I'm gonna stop and repeat myself. I think some of you may have missed it. No matter if you've never accepted a relationship with Christ, or if you've been in a relationship with Him for 70, 80, 90, I don't care how many years, every one of us needs to make a decision to determine that tomorrow we're putting Him first, more in our lives first. If that's you, if you want that, raise your hand. Come on, thank you, God. Heavenly Father, right now across this room, I pray that the gift of this season, the gift of this moment, Lord God, would be seen. That even in the hurt, even in the turmoil, even in the chaotic, Lord God, no matter where it is that we are right now, Lord Jesus, that we would take a moment to reflect and see that you've given us a divine appointment, an opportunity. Father, I pray that you would ignite a flame inside each and every one of us. That 2024 wouldn't be the same, Lord God, but that it would be so much more.
but not more because of our struggling or our striving, Lord God, but simply because we look to you, the author, perfecter, the finisher, Lord God, of our faith, Lord. And in recognizing our need for a relationship with you, we reach for more. We desire more. We don't let this world just kind of keep us in this happenstance circle around the mountain. Rather, Lord God, we recognize whether it be the deepest valley or the highest high, you are still God. You are still on the throne. You've still got me. You've still got today. And I know you still got tomorrow. God, I thank you for a body of believers who are going to determine to put you first. I thank you, Lord God, for a body of believers that aren't looking to a building, Lord God, but are recognizing that they are the church. They're equipped, Father. They're ready. They can go out and they can share the word of God, just like some shepherds so many years ago that took the time, the initiative to step into a dark situation that nobody wanted, nobody liked, and yet still proclaim with boldness, with faithfulness, God is here. God, I pray that that message would be on our hearts. The simplicity of just being able to share with our neighbor, God is here. And that in that, Lord Jesus, we would see so much more in 2024. Lord God, let your name be glorified. We pray all this through the power of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Come on, church. Guys, God bless you all. I do pray y'all have so much more in 2024, but I pray you do recognize it's not going to come through your striving. It comes through one and one only. God bless you guys. Y'all have a wonderful New Year's Eve. I look forward to seeing y'all next week. God bless. Next year, yeah.